words for a minute. Life, flesh and light. And maybe pick out one of those words and just think about the significance of it for a moment. Life, flesh, light. Maybe get a picture in your mind as you think of those words, a scene, or another word that relates to one of those words. And now, just for a minute, whoever's sitting around you, say which word you focused on and something about it. Let's just share that for a moment. We thank you that you came from heaven to earth to bring the light into the world, to give us life, life eternal. And that in your flesh we can see and understand who God is. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please do sit down. And thanks to Steve and Jenny for organising that, along with Marcus. What you had there was a taste of our lighthouse service, which happens about once a month on a Sunday afternoon. We put that on especially with those who have children with sporting activities in mind in the morning, that there's still an opportunity to come along. It's not just for children, it's an all-age service that we do once a month. So, Steve and Jenny, I know you've got all the family around for Christmas, and you've got no hot water either. So that raises interesting theological questions. You stepped out to serve the Lord and you've got no hot water, so you can work that one out later, but thank you for doing that. Very much appreciated. When's the next one? Do you know the date of the next one? January the... Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, sorry, 13th? Sorry, second Sunday of January, 13th. Brilliant, okay. At time?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, with tea as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
always food.
Always food. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, a man fell into a pit and couldn't get himself out. Responses were made by various people who passed by the pit. The first was a council inspector.
Hey, you have a permit to dig that there pit.
The second was a mathematician.
It's logical. A person would fall down there.
Someone from Love Island.
I wanted a selfie with the man in the pit.
A therapist.
How does it feel for you down in the pit?
A Pharisee.
Only bad people fall into pits.
Rather remarkably, Confucius.
Confucius, he say, if you had listened to me, you wouldn't fall in that pit.
Even more mysteriously, Buddha.
Your pit is a state of mind.
A physicist.
Calculated the necessary pressure to inject himself out of the pit.
And shortly followed by a geologist.
Told him to appreciate the rock strata in the pit.
And then a news reporter.
Wanted the exclusive story of the man's pit.
And then a self-pitying person.
You haven't seen my pit.
A charismatic Christian.
Just confess that you are not in the pit.
The philosopher Nietzsche.
No point to life, so you might as well stay in the pit.
A self-absorbed person.
What pit?
An optimist.
Things could be worse.
A pessimist.
Things will get worse.
And a religious person.
Just try harder and you will be able to climb out of the pit.
And then Jesus, seeing the man, leant down, took him by the hand and lifted him out of the pit. God's reality in the Christian faith is expressed top down, not bottom up. We don't need to reach up by our own efforts to God to be saved. God reaches down to us. God gets involved. God gets his hands dirty. God makes things happen. Jesus the Son came from heaven to earth to save and to bring change and transformation. Jesus was both human and divine. Jesus is God in human flesh. Jesus came to show us the way to God and how to live life to the full, to live life well. The way we live is life in capitals, full life, life in Christ. So the way we live is life. The example we set in word and action is light, and we clothe ourselves in the way of Jesus, and that is the flesh. Life, light, and flesh. Jesus left the perfection of heaven to live in the midst of the mess of the broken human world, which of course we had in those boxes, the messy world in which the stars were discovered. So we ourselves live in the midst of the mess of life too, to bring heaven to earth through our flesh and blood lives in action. We need to be intentional light givers in word and action so that others have full life too. We don't just need to have theories or to analyse why things are in a mess. There's plenty of people do that in the media. We need to be light givers, to be proactive, to demonstrate the way of Jesus to others, especially those who have fallen into a pit. So we're just going to take a few moments to pray, to intercede for some needs. So I'm just going to pop a slide up.